And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? Corey and I are in the house hanging out with you with our good buddy Wayne from the CCA, not only the guy that has our back on all kinds of the fishing front, a fisherman himself, great stories, great times, and a lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup at Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you can get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Right off the bat, stealing Corey's job again. My bad.
It's all good. Hey, good morning and welcome back.
Pete's obviously up in Queen Charlotte Safaris this weekend, so it's Corey and I doing double duties. We joke about it every time. Like, I'm so used to being on the Corey seat and vice versa that I'll often, you know, find myself jumping in. So my bad, Corey.
No, it's all good. You mentioned Pete was gone, you know, and whenever Pete leaves, the fish want to bite. Right?
Boy. And did they this week? Yeah. Man, this was a fantastic week of fishing, and it's nice that we're into that full summer swing, and it's been really fun down at the landings. You know, I work at Fishing Landing Tackle Shop, but it's fun when a guy comes in and says, well, what do I need? And then, you know, we just say, well, where are you going? And if the guy's going on a sport boat, it could be anything from kelp patty, yellowtail, and Dorado, excellent yellowfin tuna and bluefin tuna to go with it, you know, the full variety pack. It could be going out to the west or even going north and targeting big bluefins. There was some excellent big fish scores. I know yesterday when I got to work, I was watching the Shogun stringing up 200 pounders. I mean, it's
crazy.
It is alive and happening, and this is such a fun time.
But help me out with this. I mean, even the yellowfin, like some of those counts, like 40 to 60 fish on a few of the boats, even 75, I think I saw. Those are good size fish, right?
Yes. I mean,
like 50?
I'm sure that some footballs exist, but it seems like the average fish, yeah, has been 25 and 30 pounds, and for sure standouts. I mean, we weighed a 54 pounder the other day. I mean, there's some really
legit
nice fish around.
Yeah,
it's been a blast. And you know, speaking speaking of a blast, we're super pumped to have our great buddy Wayne Cotto in the studio with us this morning representing CCA. And Wayne, you do so much for us. You are always, I mean, there's not a thing that goes on in the fishing world that you're not involved with, up on. Big fisherman yourself. We're just stoked to have you in here this morning.
Yeah,
morning, buddy.
Morning, morning, guys. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, I mean, you're a guy that never sleeps. I mean, there's not an event. There's not a thing. There's not a parking lot sale. There's not an iCast, a big show, or anything that you're not there. And you do it for the best of reasons. Nobody has knowledge of what's going on in our industry like you, because you're always there to have our back.
Yeah, you know what? This is not a job. It's passion. I love this industry. I love fishing. I love to fish. I wish I could fish more, you know, always. But to be involved in all levels of it, right, from the regulations, the advocacy work, the fishing itself, being able to go out to tackle. I love the tackle side of this.
Yeah.
You know, and then to be able to go catch it and use all the techniques. I don't care if it's inshore or offshore. I love it all.
You are such the right guy for the job as kind of the figurehead that represents us in California, because you do such a good job staying up on everything. You know, when CCA decides to tackle some, you know, whatever it might be, a bait situation, a carb situation, whatever, you're already super well versed on it. Know the people, know the ins, know the outs, know the strategy, whatever it might be.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot. Trust me, I don't sleep much.
I believe that.
People who know me know I don't sleep. So
the name gets thrown around all the time now. CCA has kind of become a household name. But for people that are lesser familiar, kind of give us a little bit of a rundown on what CCA is, what your role of it is, and why it's so important to all of us as anglers. And for the guy that is lesser aware, why it's such a big deal to be aware and be a part of it.
Yeah, so CCA stands for Coastal Conservation Association, and we're the California chapter. We're in 19 states. We've been around for 45-plus years. We have 140,000 members around the country.
Jeez.
So we are one of the largest recreational angling advocacy groups out there. And what does that mean? It means that we're here to protect our resources and the access to those resources. And there's a lot to that statement right there, because regulations, as we know in California, are always going on to try to prevent us from being able to go fishing and have access to it, or prevent us because they believe that the stocks are crashing all the time, right? So our job is to make sure that we are always on the ball at all levels of government, federal, state, local, making sure that we're watching for our resources, and to make sure that we don't lose more access to those resources, whether that's surf fishing, pier, or going offshore with closures, right? And we're watching bag limits. We're making sure that the science is being done properly, which is a big statement right now, especially with groundfish going on.
I mean, that's it. We live in a state where there is a group of, you know, environmental, you know, extreme-minded people who want ways to shut things down. And rather than just saying, like, we don't want it to be legal to fish anymore, like, that doesn't go over. But if they can put a little wedge in that says, well, this fish is endangered, that's the way to get things closed out. And you come through with whatever it might be, whether it's better science or better info, and you know, you'll put the time to prove, like, well, hey, this is clearly not the case. Look how good it is here. And
I the prime example of that, Rick, is the bocotch, right? I mean, going back a handful of years to
absolutely
the endangered bocotch.
Yeah, well, Calcod too, right? I mean, they said we weren't going to be able to open Calcod for another 70 years, and with it's available now, it's that the science has shown that the stock is there. We haven't been able to open it up to recreational angling at this point, only because we're being very cautious in our approach on how do we open it up without putting ourselves back into that position, mm-hmm. right? So, but it's all those kinds of things. Right now, we're fighting the groundfish regulations, right, with vermilion and quillback and coppers. And it comes down to this give and take. We believe that we need proper fisheries management, right? That's the whole point of what we do. But sometimes that fisheries management is what's pigeonholing us into a bad place, when people can't keep up with what is necessary to fulfill those fisheries management plans. Do you do proper stock assessments? Do you do proper surveying of everybody coming in? You guys know the surf samplers that are up and down the coast. You know, do they have enough of those going out there? Are they really getting a good sampling to be able to tell us what's really going on out there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you got NOAA doing the sampling out on the ocean. Are they being able to see the fish? Are they being able to look at a large cross-section of the ocean to find out what's available out there, the age classes, and all the recruitment going on? And if you don't have all that data, then you use what they call best available science, which is sometimes not good science.
Sometimes this is like no science at all, right?
And that hurts us, and that's what's going on right now. That's why we all have to stay together, pushing in the right direction, making sure that the agencies have the right funding, the right personnel, they're doing the right studies at the right time to give us the proper information so we can do good management, make good decisions.
But, Wayne, without you, there would be nobody to stand there to say that when they say the best given, you know, quote unquote, the best given science available, without you standing there, they would run with it.
Well, it's right? CCA has a big portion of that. We're not alone. Don't ever think that we're all alone. It takes a big group of all of us working together at all levels to make this happen. You know, the council, the Pacific Fisheries Management Council, the federal level agencies, with NOAA, National Marine Fisheries Service, SAC is a big part of this for us. Our sport fishing fleet, Ken Franke and his team do a great job to help us. But there's so many other players out there that are all working together to try to get us to go in that right direction.
And CCA is so successful because it's not just one whatever. It's not just one group of people. It's the entire country, and then it's broken down by state, and then state is broken down by region. And so there's the San Diego chapter and the Orange County chapter and the LA, and so it's very localized problems with the entire country behind your back.
Absolutely. I put the analogy of the grandparent-parent-child relationship so that you have the grandparent at the top, which is national. We have the state, which is the parent, and then we have the grandchildren, which are all of the local chapters. We have now 8 chapters here in California. All those local chapters are run by volunteers, and those volunteers are passionate about their local area, which is good because we need those boots on the ground. We need those voices out there. We need that support telling us what's going on in your local area, because San Diego is so different than L.A. or even Morro Bay or wherever you go. Mm-hmm. They're all different. They all have their own idiosyncrasies of fisheries management. I mean, right here alone, San Diego has the bay. And this San Diego Bay has its own harbor commission, and everything, the Port Authority. So things happen here locally that don't affect L.A. or Orange County, let's say. So we need to have our fingers in all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
And the California chapters are some of the newest in the whole CCA family.
We are the newest. We started 2015, so 7 years ago. And we are growing quickly, never as quickly as I want, obviously,
right.
But we are growing, and we're going to keep expanding. Like I said, we're up to 8 chapters now, and we're going to keep going into Central and Northern California as we can afford to grow.
But, and I guess what I'm saying by that is you have joined this national program that has a backbone, a very strong backbone to lend us their help.
Absolutely. Yeah. We right off the bat, we have one of the strongest state boards in all of CCA. Our 40-member-plus board are all of the powerhouses in the sport fishing industry. Not only that, but they have ties to some of the biggest organizations like ASA, which is your Manufacturers Association, or the Boating Association, NMMA, or IGFA, or we have our own PAC group in Washington, D.C. We already have full-time federal lobbyists. I have a full-time state lobbyist. So we grew really fast to be able to get that coverage, that support, that network that we needed to make our present known.
That's awesome.
Right?
And I don't recall if it was you or if your right-hand man, Chris, that was telling us that, there's so much of the rest of the other states that really, have California's back, because we live with a lot of environmental wackos and a lot of things, that maybe a group might try that would be a difficult thing or something that we would prefer in fishing. A lot of it happens here first. If they can make it stick in California, then maybe that's something that can affect everywhere else. So, I know that either you or Chris were saying that, hey, we've got a ton of support out here, because they know a lot of those little wedges that try to start in fishing, they happen out here.
And we want to transfer back east.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the 30 by 30 was the biggest example of that, because they started it here in California. And we were the first ones to have to take that fight on. Nobody thought we'd win that fight, right? And we took it on head on, and we built our coalitions, and we put our strategy together all that whole time. We were with our federal partners, and we kept them in the loop on what was going on, our strategy, our outreach, this, that. And they were watching that because they knew that the federal 30 by 30 movement was coming and how they were going to shape that and then roll that out to all the other states. And what we did here and the messaging that we were trying to get into it actually got into the federal policy. So that was good.
That's great.
You know, so yes, the tail wagged the dog on that one. And they, but they still watch us because, again, all of the environmental movement starts here in California, it seems like. So, yeah, we're very important to what's happening nationally.
That's awesome. And I think the other thing that's so cool about CCA is the way that you guys, you know, raise funds and the way that you build the family and the way that you add people is with cool, grassroots, fun, local events. You know, I mean, it's not obviously it's an ask for funds. Funding is everything, and if, you know, if you're in the means to write a check, man, I know it, all for it. But it's done with local fundraisers, fishing tournaments, the golf event, whatever. Like, I mean, you just create a very fun fishing family for all of us. And then in doing so, in the participation of it, we also raise some funds that help us keep fishing. It's just, it's an organization that's just done right.
Yeah, I've been pushing this one for so hard that if we don't have fun, then nobody's going to show up to our party.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Nobody wants to be, you know, talked to, you know, like you're in class or something. So, I mean, here's a good example. We did a crawfish boil in Channel Islands. We did a barbecue in L.A. We did a cornhole tournament in Bakersfield. We did the Apps and Taps down here, which was a big blowout event in San Diego. We just did the Orange County Golf Tournament. Those events were all phenomenal, right? But so different, but fun.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. And then we got another one. We got a beer fest coming up in you know, the Inland Empire, and we got another event coming up in Santa Barbara here later in the year. We're just going to keep going. And then, like you said, we have the tournaments. We had the Coastal Social North, which was our bass tournament. We got Coastal Social South coming up in September here at Dana Landing. We're going to have our Charter Challenge again, which is all the different...
That's a fun one. Yeah, give us the rundown.
So kind of explain what the tournament is. All of our Southern California chapters rent out of, or charter out a boat, and they all fish against each other on a 2.5-day trip this year.
So the San Diego chapter will charter a boat out of San Diego, the Orange County out of OC, the LA, and everybody fishes and has a tournament, and then based on those charter boats from the different chapters.
Correct.
Sick.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's always this competition between the chapters on who's going to do better. Inland Empire is coming out of San Diego. That's where the boat's going to be. But, you know, but it's fun. We wanted to have fun, and as we grow, how do we expand that into, say, Santa Barbara, Channel Islands? Because their rock fishing can't compete with tuna, right? So we're going to have a central area, and then we'll go north after that.
How cool.
But it's fun, right? How do you have fun while doing all of this? We're in the works of, in CCA, they do this thing called a star tournament around the country. And it's a tournament that goes, like, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and down in the south it's all redfish, right? And they're tagged redfish, and there's some big prizes. Well, we're trying to figure out how to put that kind of a tournament together here in California. What are the fish you use? What are the prizes?
Yeah.
How do you set that up? Do you do weigh stations, tag and release, catch and release? How do you do it? Do you use the online apps, right? So there's all these nuances, and we got a team that we put together at the state level, and we're trying to figure that out right now. But if we do it, it could be a lot of fun. I mean, a statewide tournament, have you ever heard of such a thing?
Yeah, no doubt. It'd be awesome.
So, yeah, stay tuned. We're working on that.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show. I mean, Wayne, show up on everything that we deal with as a fisherman and a huge fisherman himself, and so much cool stuff to cover. Like Corey was saying, a fantastic fishing going on right now. Today's going to be a great show.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rick. I mean, not only talking politics and talking things going on within our fishing world with Wayne, but man, the fishing locally, like within 25 miles of any harbor between here and Newport is, and Long Beach, is probably as good as it's been in years outside of the Bluefin. We're going to talk more about that, but check this out. We're giving away a really cool prize if you want to give us a shout today. 213-432-1090 is the telephone number here at Let's Talk Hookup. Give us a shout. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. You're talking about a good time to be on a full-day trip. Man, some darn good fishing, whether you're fishing at the islands. The yellowtail fishing is probably as good as it's been in, I don't know, a handful of years. Am I right?
Limits for a lot of the boats fishing there. Very good surface iron fishing and all around the island. You know, I've fish around South Island, fish at Pukie, fish in the Middle Grounds, yo-yo jig fish, surface iron fish, great bait. It's just, yeah, it's just happening.
Limits of yellows, barracuda, and bass.
Yeah.
How good does it get right there? So, hey, listen.
Sign me up.
Exactly. Give us a shout, 213-432-1090. We didn't even talk about all the dorado and yellows and tuna out on the kelps. Yeah, or you can text us via the app. You can do it that way, too, only through the app. And you go on there, text the show. You got a question for Wayne, for Rick, or for myself. You join us that way. And we're going to flip a coin. We're going to have Wayne flip a coin at the end of the show to decide whether that goes between the caller or the texter. We're giving away that full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. When we return, we're going to have more for Wayne and the CCA on the Let's Talk Cook a Bass, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. The label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing has some exciting news. Due to a recent schedule change, they have added several new trips September through November. The Islander has been sold out all season, so now you have the opportunity to get on a day and one half or 3-day trip now in prime time aboard one of the top boats in the fleet. All trips include fantastic meals, stateroom accommodations, and a top-notch fishing experience. Book your fall trip now on the Islander at fishermanslanding.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like 2 free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 freeway in Orange County.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And like we mentioned earlier, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Got Wayne in the house here from CCCA. And whether you want to give us a call or text us via the app, it's the telephone number is 213-432-1090 or text us only on the app. Text the show. You can send us a message. Make sure, I didn't mention this, make sure you do leave your name and telephone number, because if you are the lucky winner,
right,
you've got to get a hold of you.
Yeah,
right?
No, so, doubt. Yeah. Pete up at Queen Charlotte Safaris doing our big trip with the whole gang up there in BC, and we're anxious to hear. I know he posted a photo to the Let's Talk Hookup social media accounts yesterday of him and Dart, Captain Bob Fletcher, with a couple of fatty ling cods.
Wow.
So hopefully we're able to hear from him up there. If not, we'll look forward next weekend to getting a full wrap-up report from Pete. But, man, a really, really good-looking trip that those guys are having up there at that Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Beautiful place to be, too, huh?
No doubt, and very generous limits of fish. You know, it is a stone's throw, literally, to Alaska. But being that it is not there, it's the completely different regulations, limits, things like that, and no slot limit of that. So yeah, some fantastic fishing that those guys are experiencing right now. And Pete's comments were just that they're having epic weather and epic fishing.
So cool.
He deserved the win. You know, Katmai, I know for Pete, was a fantastic fishing trip. But, you know, weather is weather. And they caught a lot of wind and a lot of rain. And
the way it goes.
Fortunately, in Katmai, it kind of doesn't matter because the fishing is so good. You know, it's one of the largest runs of salmon in the entire world that come up through that Alagnac River. The fishing was still spectacular. But I know he's having some really good weather right now in Queen Charlotte's. And I saw a picture of him and Dart, and it looks like they're having a really good time.
Cool.
So,
go get him, Dart.
Well, we're having a lot of fun here. Again, just like Corey says, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090, or send us a text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we're going to start with the text. We had a great one come through from Dave in San Diego. This one's directed for Wayne. It says, the other day, Captain David Hansen posted on his YouTube, ranting like always, joking, about the DFW trying to close rock fishing for 6 months out of the year. What does Wayne know about this, and what can we do? And then in parentheses, he says, I'm already a CCA lifetime member. How do we help stop this? That's from Dave in San Diego.
Hey, Dave in San Diego, thanks. And yes, we have been on this one for a while. We talked about a little bit earlier in the show that this comes down to a lot of different pieces. We talk about stock assessments. We talk about where the fish are at and how healthy the stocks are and the fisheries management plans. And that's where we're stuck right now, that the data's not there representing what we're seeing on the water. And we are fighting that at the federal level. We're trying to get NOAA more funding to do more surveys. SAC is out there doing stock assessments on copper, and GGFA is up in Northern California doing quillback sampling to help get some of that data. Unfortunately, there's not much the anglers can do right now because we're doing this at the council level. In fact, I'm heading up with others to the Pacific Fisheries Management Council in September in Boise, Idaho, to go work with the Groundfish Advisory Panel and the management team to go over what's going to happen. Now, thank you to everybody who listened to us on the sport boats and on the private boats to stay off of coppers and quillbacks. Right now, the preliminary results are showing positive that we have done a very good job, and great. That is going to help us when we're trying to navigate through regulation changes. We're probably going to take a little bit of a hit in the beginning. Looks like we're going to, down here in Southern California at least, we're going to lose the opener in March. We'll probably even push it back a month. But what we're looking for is an in-season adjustment to the regulations because we've been doing such a good job.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we have worked so hard. We're all working together to try to get through this. But their responsibility is to manage it conservatively. And they have to use what's available to them. And right now, what's available to them is bad. So we're going to help get them better data, help get through this process. And, you know, we'll get through it. It's just, it's a lump, speed bump in the road.
Yeah, it has to be so frustrating for a guy like you, Wayne, who's very familiar and with our fisheries. And a copper rockfish, it twists you a little bit because it feels like one of our most common fish. Like, you don't go rock fishing and not see plenty of chuckleheads. Like, that's what it happens.
Right.
It's such a common fish, and so it's so hard to hear that, well, the science says that they're so low that we're going to shut things down for a while, and it's so hard to accept that, and I am just so appreciative that you guys are out there. At least, you know, we as anglers often feel like there's nothing we can do. Well, there is something we can do. We can help support you guys who can do something about it. Here we are. I think it would be a total bummer to lose another month of rock fishing. But if that's what we get instead of losing 6 months of it, that's a win. You know, it's not a win that you want to take. What you want to take is the realization that everything is fine. And you know what? If everything's aren't fine, I think we all as responsible anglers want to do something about it too. So it would be a bummer, but if that's what comes down, man, that's a whole lot better than what it could be.
And truly, my question, like, what's the benefit? Like, what are they saying? Like, the January-February closure was, you know, for the spawn purpose, right? And I assume that's maybe still part of the...
Yeah, they're still looking at all the pieces, right? So there's a lot of pieces to it. One's bag limit. One is opening and closure seasons, and the other one is depth restrictions. Mm-hmm. And we've played around with all of those, right, at
sure.
different times. Like, look what we're doing. This rockfish has come back so heartily that we've been able to get us to deeper depths, mm-hmm. right? Because we were stuck at, you know, 60 feet. Now we're at 80. Now we're at 300, 600, right? We're pushing it out. We're shrinking the Calcod conservation areas right now. We're working on all of that. We got RCAs, the rockfish conservation areas. We have MPAs. The hard part for a lot of us is what they're saying is the stock is crashing and we're going to go to this, you know, endangered level. We can never get there because we have all of these management efforts in place. Mm-hmm. We have closed areas that are there to protect those stocks from doing that. We can't fish them. So exactly how are we not getting credit for that?
Right.
We're only taking and looking at the areas that are open and managing that. And that's not right. We're not getting proper credit right now for our descending devices. We're working on that with National Marine Fisheries Service, Southwest Science Center. They're doing a study to get us better data so that we can plug that into the model and get better credit for what we're doing. That's positive work.
Do you, right? Do you think eventually, and I feel it should be, I mean, we're all conservation at heart, right, to some level. I mean, we all love our what we have here, and we conserve it to a certain level. The sending devices, do you think that that'll be eventually like a required?
Took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Like, totally right? Curious,
I mean,
the same way.
I mean, yeah. I really feel it should be.
Yeah. You know, and hats off again to SAC because yeah. ACT on the Sport Buzz, they yeah. have descending devices on every boat from yeah. Santa Barbara South.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're the ones who actually, because of our descending device adoption, are really helping the Southeast. With the snapper and everything, and that's what helped them to get there with the descending devices. I do believe at some point we're going to have a requirement for a descending device, no different than it's a requirement to have a net mm-hmm. on a boat, right?
It's a law. A lot of people don't even realize that. It's a law that you have to have a landing net on your vessel.
That's correct, if you're fishing.
Kayak?
Doesn't matter.
14-foot aluminum?
Yeah. Does not matter.
You see all sides of this, Wayne, because it's your life, and I know that it's your passion. Take your CCA hat off for a quick second, and what is your personal feeling on those descending devices? Like, do you think that it would be better to make that, you know, I mean, if that were a mandatory thing, does that say now, like, hey, well, if we catch a Calcod, we're not supposed to. If we catch a cod, we're not supposed to. Now we can safely release it? Or is mandating that something has to happen for everybody not a good thing for us overall? You know what I'm saying? Like, is a forced regulation in the grand term of things probably not as good thing? Is it just better for us to all be good stewards and adopt that, hey, we're going to do this no matter what?
I'd love to be able to say that everybody is just going to do the right thing and use descending devices and don't have to regulate. I'm a person that hates overregulation. I absolutely hate that they have to regulate and tell us everything that we have to do in our lives.
Right.
So I'm not that guy. But at the same time, unfortunately, the majority of the population needs that guidance to be able to do what's right. So over time, do I think we're going to need the descending device to be part of our regulation to help us with our fisheries management? Yes, mm-hmm. I do believe. And it's something that once you get used to using it, it just becomes habit.
That's how I feel.
It's not that big a deal. Everybody acts like, oh, my God, the sky is falling. How? You can do as simple as you can do that inline hook, upside down hook, and descend and fish at the same time if you really, really want to.
It just takes seconds
it's
to
not
do.
That
like
hard.
It's just not. Yeah.
Like you're saying, you could totally make your own out of an 8 or 10 ounce sinker and have that upside down hook.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that's very simple, you know.
And a sequalizer, a Rockley. I mean, they're cheap. They're all inexpensive things to have. I'm with you. I like to think that if, you know, I don't know how any of this works. All I know is guys like Wayne, I know, have my back, and I know that I support an organization like this. And but I don't know how it works, but I would sure think that if, you know, if all of us could show that if we catch this fish that we're trying to save and we could safely release it, then away, you know, away we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, a great text, Dave, and thanks for getting started. Corey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug in Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Appreciate you joining us.
What's up, Doug?
Who are they making headway against the Marine Animal Protection Act or the MLPA?
I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of that.
So you guys made any headway against
on MMA?
Marine Protection.
Yeah.
The
MLPA, excuse me.
Well, okay, because he started with the mammal versus the MPAs. So
that's just Doug.
The MPA is on the decadal review. They're doing the science part of that right now, and we're on hold until that comes out, and then that will guide us on what we're going to do going forward. There's a lot of other pieces that are in there because we have this collision of everything that's going on right now. We have the MPA decadal review. We have 30 by 30, which is saying they're going to take 30% of our land, water, and ocean and set it aside for the future. And then you have our wind farms in the central and northern Cal, which they have now just stated that they're going to expand their footprint on what they originally said they were going to do. And then you have aquaculture going on, and you have a Chumash National Marine Sanctuary proposal. All of these things are colliding right now, and we're trying to navigate how they're all going to interact. If we can get the National Marine Sanctuary is included into the 30 by 30 numbers for the ocean,
then that's a big bonus, right?
Then we get over the 30%. Then between the MPA's current with 16% plus the National Marine Sanctuary, we're over 50%. We'll be good. But if we can't, then those MPAs could be expanded upon based on what happens with this decadal review, and then we'll see if that all gets included inside. So there's all these different nuances going on at the same time, and that's why this is so difficult to navigate.
Sure.
I don't know what we would do without you, seriously.
With you.
You leave my palms sweaty, seriously. I'm thinking about some of the issues, you know?
Yeah. Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call. Appreciate it very much. Corey, why don't we jump right back into it?
Let's do it. How about John? John in Escondido. Good morning.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And always a pleasure to get on the radio with you guys. CCA is a great thing. I took my brother-in-law out fishing earlier in the year on one of your trips. And it was a new member type thing. So you got, he got to be a member. So he gets the magazines and all that stuff. And one of the things I thought was cool is that I go on a bunch of different of your CCA trips. I'm on the one in October for the challenge, on the Tomahawk. But, you get the free membership right on the sign up, but I'm already a member, so you think, oh man, I lose out. But you don't. And they just keep stacking up. And so I got like 4 years going, each time that I go on a trip, I get another membership and everything. So I was like, oh man, that's cool. And then you get to see your guys and, like they were there at Dam Landing. And so I got to talk to them about that trip, and then we went to the shotgun shooting, and that was a blast. And it's see, you are doing a bunch of new things, a bunch of fun things, and it's just fun to compete and do different things, not just fish. So thank
awesome,
you,
John. Well really said. Appreciate that.
I think very well said. Absolutely, yeah. And John is so correct. I mean, I said this on air with Pete, and I'll mention it again. I was completely embarrassed to say, embarrassed. You're right. I said it. embarrassed to myself that the first time I went to a CCA event was this year, honoring Dart. And let me tell you, it was a hell of a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
Like, I will not miss another one. I'll make sure that you have giveaways. The raffle was awesome. It was a beer and tap one. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, apps and taps.
Yeah, apps and taps. And we had an absolute blast. I mean, my wife and I. And I'm going to encourage everyone to come join me next time. We'll have a great time together.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
That's very awesome. That's just heartwarming that for me, because that's exactly what I'm asking everybody to do. Let's have fun. We can raise funds. We can all, but let's have some fun. I mean, this stuff is dry. It's boring. It's tough. And it makes, like Corey said, makes your palms sweat. But in the end, we're all one community, and we all need to come together and just have some fun, and we'll all get there. We'll all get there over time. So
you and Chris are working your asses off, and you're going to make that part happen. And the biggest thing that you need is dollars and support. And so if the angling community can just show up and have a great time and enjoy good conversation and good fun and good food and everything like that, and then the dollars and cents happen for you guys in the background and you continue to work your butts off, that's all you're looking for.
The silent auction stuff was out of control. I mean, there was so much stuff there. And then you buy your tickets. You can buy $10 or $20 worth of tickets and enter this raffle with, you know, where you put the tickets into what you want. I mean, there was all kinds of stuff.
That's so cool.
There were 10 tables of stuff. I mean,
the opportunity to get something good was there for everybody. And it's all priced so that everybody can enjoy it. It's not for the elite, for the people with a lot of money. It's not about that. It's about giving back to our angling community, because that's who we represent.
Yeah, it's a family.
It is a family.
And you make it that way.
I'll be there next time, I promise.
I love
all
it.
Right, hey, when we return, we're going to have more from Wayne and CCA. Talk about all this killer fish and fish reports. We'll be taking your calls and texts when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab. Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing for the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And taking a right turn from what we normally talk about, it's so easy to talk about Trinidad, the best casting star drag reel ever made. It's so easy to talk about Talica, without question, the nicest two-speed, power, drag, all those things. Tranks, such good casting. The one thing that's hard for me to talk about, but it is the truth, Shimano's spinning reels are so good these days, and the level of quality and then the level of availability for one's budget are what so impressed me on the saltwater side of spinning reels. From the flagship Stella, which is the most powerful, amazing reel. I mean, if you want to do battle with a 150-pounder on a spinning reel, there's no downside to fishing a Stella. Then coming down to Twin Power, a reel that is extremely close in its quality and ability at half the price, that brings a super high-end spinning reel down to a much more affordable budget in Twin Power. Still plenty capable for a triple-digit tuna. Coming down again to Saragossa, probably my favorite line of Shimano spinning reels. We're talking a dedicated, aluminum-bodied, great drag system spinning reel, great for saltwater game fish, that's under $300 that will for sure do all of your tuna, popping, all this great Dorado, yellowtail, kelp fishing, the Bait Runner series. There's so many great spinning reels that Shimano has nowadays. The technology has really caught up and brought the prices way down. Check them out at your local Shimano dealer, the spinning section, or for more information, check out fishshimano.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And, man, you want to join us this morning? We're having fun with Wayne from CCA. Not only talking politics and legalities and whatever else going on, but the fishing locally and within, I don't know, 60, 80 miles of San Diego is pretty darn incredible. All the Dorado, yellowtail, tuna, the yellowfin's starting to come in. But you want to join the show today, 213-432-1090 is the way to do it there. Or text us via the app, only through the app. Send us a message. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number. You're going to want to do so because we're going to flip a coin at the end of the show between the callers and texters, and one of you is winning a full-day trip on the Liberty of the Fisherman's Land. Yes. I couldn't think of a better trip to be on
no
right now.
No doubt, man. Those guys have been crushing it, both in Evil and Taro, having really good fish counts. Like you said, all that great offshore fishing, and they're getting samples of it every day. Dorado, yellowtail, yellowfin, yeah. Bluefin. It's just, it's all biting and it's all happening, and yeah, fun shows going on. Well, the phones are literally packed solid. Every single phone line is tied up. Let's jump into them, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Matt? Matt Kong from Lomita. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Matt?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Good morning.
Very good.
Good, good. Hey, Wayne, I want to thank you for all your efforts and interest in what you do. My question is, you know, we've seen what great results have come by way of the bluefin regulations. And if you told me 10 years ago we'd be seeing not only the volume but the quality, I would have just balked at it. It's unbelievable. Here's my question. Every year I see the yellowfin come up the channels, and just immediately they get hammered so hard by the seiners. I'm wondering, is there any way to make a fair closure of that? And just imagine how much more resource there'd be if we just backed down on the commercial take of that and, you know, allowed a little bit more more of that to get through. I was on the backside of, you know, Santa Barbara, outer Santa Barbara channel, and it was just amazing how many seiners the first day. And I'll let you guys chew on that, and I'm going to listen to what you have to say, okay?
Hey, yeah. Appreciate the phone call, Matt. Thanks very much.
Yeah, so what happens on the tuna, that actually is internationally managed. We have what we call the IATTC down here in San Diego, and the quotas and the management of that happens at that level, and it gets also managed at the federal level through the Pacific Fisheries Management Council, highly migratory species group. So those quotas are set. You know, they're doing it to manage within regulation, within management of the species, to make sure that stock stays healthy. They're watching recruitment all the time. It is a give and take for everybody, right? It's resources for everybody and everybody equally. So we all need to work together. You know what? We're catching so much fish right now. I can't say that they've put a hurt on it at all. I mean, look at where we're catching and how broad that stock is out there in water right now. I mean, in all sizes, mm-hmm. all size classes. So we got age classes out there. So that's, you know, I don't know if there's really the hurt that everybody may think that there is out there. Everybody's taking their share, just like we do with the bluefin, and they wrap them in what, a week down in Mexico, and they're done.
Is the governing board that put the regulations on bluefin the same that's doing the yellowfin? So maybe, Matt, I mean, I'm not saying for or against, but maybe take some solace in that, and that exactly as you said, you know, you would have never thought that regulations would make the fishing the way that it has. You know, the exact same people that are managing the bluefin are doing the same thing with the yellowfin, and I'm sure if they thought that were in peril, that they would make you know, those types of regulation changes and just be, you know, we as anglers be stoked that they're looking at the stocks and saying, hey, it's so good that it doesn't need any kind of drastic change to it. I mean, the same people are putting those regulations down for both, and you know, if they're saying, hey, the fishing is so good that we don't need it, that's not a bad thing.
Absolutely.
Hey, appreciate the phone call very much, Matt. But again, I mean, heads up and being aware and being active is awesome, you know, whatever, what side you sit on. A great text came through from Simon from Santa Clara. He's curious, kind of going back to the rockfish thing, Wayne, should the sport boats start posting the hundreds of chuckleheads, vermilions, and calcods as released catches like we do with the calico bass counts? Will this help show the Department of Fish and Game the numbers, and will it help show the environmental science folks that their science stats are flawed?
The sport boats on our fleet are 100% electronic reporting, so they are already getting that data. Whether or not it's going out to the public is a different thing, and that's what you're seeing is those release statuses on our fish reports. But the sport boats are already reporting all their catches and releases.
Okay.
So that's 100% reporting.
Okay.
So we're capturing that data already.
Yeah. Okay. Good deal. Well, hey, appreciate you keeping in touch with us there, Simon. Corey, let's hop back into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Dennis? Dennis in San Diego. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cookup. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I had a question about Wayne. I'm a disabled veteran, and I was looking at your site. I don't see a lot of information, but you have programs that help veterans go fishing. It takes me a year just to save up enough money to go on a half day or a three quarter day boat. Like I said, I'm disabled vet. $900 doesn't buy you anything. I mean, you're basically, I'm no hero or anything, but I love fishing. How do I participate in the program? One thing I could do is volunteer. So can you kind of run down that? Do I have to contact the Elks Club, send you a message to see if we qualify?
Well, to volunteer for CCA, go up to our website. Our contact information is out there between Chris and myself. You can contact us and get on our volunteer list. As far as getting on trips with the vets, a lot of our vet trips are coordinated through other fishing organizations, and we partner with them and support them. And they're up and down the coast, so we hear about them as they contact us, and then we support those trips.
And those are awesome when they happen. And I just ran into, at Seaforth Sport Fishing, I ran into Dwayne from San Diego Anglers, mm-hmm. and they were taking out a group of inner city kids and their parents. It was really cool, you know, taking them out on the new Seaforth. I mean, the busiest time of the year, right?
And great fishing. I mean,
yeah, right. Yeah. And we're able to get them out on the half-day trip in the afternoon. So I was talking to Dwayne, and he was talking about how much they do with the veterans and the disabled veterans, and you know, maybe somehow look up the San Diego Anglers there too, Dennis, and maybe you can get a hold of Dwayne, and like Wayne here said, you know, he works with those organizations like the San Diego Anglers, right, up and down the coast to put those together.
And that San Diego Anglers Club, a great thing for too, Dennis, if it's something that you like to participate in. I know that they welcome even non-members to go to the meetings, and, you know, it's just a fun thing to do. And if you're looking for something that keeps you engaged in the sport with a bunch of like-minded people that doesn't cost you a ton of dough, I'm Corey, man. Look into that San Diego Anglers Club. I would bet that the opportunity for you to go on some of those veteran-sponsored trips is there, as well as an opportunity for you to participate in something not cost a ton of dough.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's cool. And all of our fishing clubs up and down our coast, it doesn't matter where, they all do these trips. Mm-hmm. They all give back, kids and vets. So depending on where you live or where you want to be able to have access to it, and all levels, right? So we got Heroes of the Water, Central Valley, or Central Chapter. They go out on kayaks, and they get people out on boats, and they do surf fishing. And, you know, depending on the level, not everybody's getting out on a sport boat on an overnight trip, let's say.
Right.
You know,
right.
There's all these different levels. And look what Anthony Shea did up in Newport Beach with that.
I mean, Heroes on Water.
Oh, my God. That was such a phenomenal event. He's giving back so much for that.
A different level, for sure.
Different level. But there's all these different levels, different programs, different groups. You know, get a hold of us, and we can give you access to, you know, any one of those groups. And
up and down the coast. If you're listening to your Central Coast, you've got an option.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's rad. Great call, Dennis. Appreciate it very much. Another good text. Good morning, guys. Can Wayne talk about what's involved with being a member? Also, is there something that we can do on the water as fishermen that directly helps our fishery? Thanks for everything. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Oh, Rory
in Lakeside, yes. Being a member is as easy as signing up online, joincca.org. It's $35 a year base price. We go everything up from there to lifetime members starting at $1,000. And we have lifetime members that are $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 lifetime members. But it's $35. $35 becomes a member. You are part of our organization. You get on our email blast. You'll hear about events. You get our newsletter. And then you can volunteer as much as you want. While you're on the water, help us with being responsible. Make sure that people aren't throwing their monofilament in the water, you know. Make sure that we're picking up balloons, making sure that we're not throwing our trash overboard. Be responsible. If you're going to go fishing, only take what you want to keep and eat and use. We don't want to waste the resources that we're so preciously fighting for. And then make sure that you're responsible in following regulations. Because, you know, the one thing that we have to worry about is we go in the meetings and the department wardens are coming in and saying, hey, you guys are poaching here and you're over limit there and all that. It just hurts our cause overall, you know. And so the way that we can lower that and everybody work together for the right reason for the future, mm-hmm, is going to all help us. I mean, nothing better than that right there.
Yeah.
Be responsible on the water.
Well said. Great. Appreciate the tech, Corey, very much. Corey, let's hop back in.
How about Ben? Ben in Carlsbad. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Pickup.
What's up, Ben?
Morning, guys. Good to hear from you. It was a good conversation this morning. You know, the rock fishing, we're all for laughter fish. We all love to see the kids catch the fish. Speaking of kids, sometimes those little chuckleheads and those little vermilions, the deckhands don't have time to get those guys back down. So they are released, but they just don't make it. So what about like a big basket that's weighted, and you could wait till there's like 20 of them in and drop them all to the bottom at once? Because I know the bigger guys get down easy on the backwards hooks, but sometimes the little guys don't do that. So what do you think?
Yeah, when we were going through the whole descending device methodology, one of those that's still out there is the milk crate with the weights on it, with the rope. That's still one of the known ways to do them. Every boat, every operation has its own way of doing it. We tell them, as long as you're descending them, please get them down. It's only going to help us in the future, especially with the little ones. Those are the babies. That's the future. So absolutely, it's a good idea. It's one that's been out there. I think West Marine actually sells a milk crate with the weight on it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so they they used to at least.
I know that I've seen Captain Woolley, Dana Works Sport Fishing. Those guys have the they use the Sequalizer, and I've seen them, you know, with like a 3-pound cod bar on the bottom and like a ganyon of those things on there, two or three at the same time. So, you know, they clip their, you know, three rockfish on at once, drop it down, wind it back up. I mean, you're right to say that things can get busy, and sometimes when it's real busy, they're kind of raining aboard, but there's always time. There's always time to do that. But again, a great call nonetheless, for sure. What's up next, Corey?
How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say that I'm proud to be a CCA member, and I'm also proud that I've watched people release coppers after Wayne gave us the heads up. And also, you know, the way we sport fish, it's a one by one, very specific fishery, and we aren't required by law to dispose of, you know, bycatch. You know, it's, what a bummer if you know we don't use nets or drift gill nets, and we're very low impact. And now that people take such good care of their fish, we don't waste fish. And this is how we're doing it, and it's the right thing to do, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah, I think that's very well said, Hills. Like, you know, our Sporpo fleet, I truly believe that the best thing that's happened in the last 20 years is what Randy and Tim did on the Star and creating the RSW. And you know what? Your handful of fish is in the RSW is worth more than 20 not in the RSW. So it's conservation right there, you know?
Yeah, and taking it to the next level with the Ikijimi, I mean, the quality of our fish coming off our boats far exceeds anybody else around the world right now.
And that's up and down the coast, yeah. You know, Santa Barbara and beyond, but definitely the San Diego fleet.
We were talking about the last couple of weeks, like the utilization of fish that you maybe wouldn't have used before, you know, Barracuda and Bonita that are well taken care of are great table fare. When you're used to, you know, when you, the first thing in the morning, if you caught a Barracuda and it sat in a gunny sack and it dried all day, and you, when you came out, it was in the shape of a horseshoe. That fish just wasn't given the chance to be done right. But you get that fish cold and blood out of it, and then cleaned up right, and then thrown on the Traeger. Like, you got to kill
it. Best eating fish.
Yeah, there's such better utilization of everything now. Hills, total agreement with you, man. Great phone call.
Good on you, Hills. Hey, we're gonna be right back, and let's talk about more of all this killer fishing and Wayne from CCA when we return on the Let's Talk a Cup app, Mitre 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cobb Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats to the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. And they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.